Manitobans normally head to the polls every 4 years to elect municipal councillors, mayors and reeves, but Lynn Lake residents will be repeating the whole process for the second time in less than 4 months this February after having too few candidates elected or acclaimed to achieve a quorum in the general election at the end of October. There were only 3 candidates, 2 mayoral and 1 for council, in the October 26 election. Vicky Phillips was acclaimed as a councillor with the 3 other positions on the body left open, while David Campbell, a councillor from 2018 to 2022, beat former Mayor Audie Dulovich 92 votes to 65 in the mayoral election. There were 325 registered voters in Lynn Lake at the conclusion of the October 26 election, said Lynn Lake municipal clerk and senior election official Daryl Watts, putting voter turnout at close to 50%, which is high for a municipal election. With only 2 of 5 positions filled, the head of council and 1 councillor, there wasn't a quorum, which requires a minimum of 3 elected representatives, effectively rendering the election results null and void. Without quorum, a municipal council cannot fulfill basic municipal functions such as approving payments, making decisions, responding to emergencies, or fill vacancies on the council after the election by appointment or by calling a by-election, said a provincial government spokesperson. Under Manitoba law, a council or school board with quorum can either hold a by-election to fill empty positions or appoint people who meet eligibility requirements, provided the elected members can agree on who to appoint. As a result of not enough elected positions being filled, the province appointed an administrator to oversee what would normally be the responsibilities of the mayor and council on October 27. When such an administrator is appointed, the elected members of council are deemed to have resigned. The administrator was ordered to hold an election to elect a new council for the town of Lynn Lake as soon as reasonably possible, said the spokesperson. As a result, Lynn Lake voters will once again cast ballots in a by-election on February 15. On the bright side, however, this time they know they won't be repeating the process again anytime soon, barring any post-election resignations. Registration of candidates concluded January 10, and this time there are 2 mayoral candidates and 6 people running for 4 council positions. Campbell is seeking to get the most votes for mayor again, this time in a 2-person race with another member of the same family as his opponent in October, Brandon Dulovich. Phillips has put her name forth as a potential candidate again. She is running against Ann Kenny Thompson, Ashley Moreau, Mitch Skomorowski, Eugene Shin and Tyler Hunt. Advance voting is scheduled for February 8 at the town office from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Voters who will not be able to go to the voting place to cast ballots on February 8 or February 15 can apply in person to the senior election official for a sealed envelope ballot between January 18 and February 14. Once the new mayor and council is elected, the administrator's appointment to oversee town affairs will be revoked.